New research by the University of Massachusetts Amherst Labor Center says the exploitation of undocumented workers in the residential construction industry is costing Massachusetts taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. Researchers reviewed payroll records from 2017 through 2019 and conducted extensive interviews. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tom Jurevich, a professor of labor studies and sociology at UMass Amherst.
It's very widespread. Many of these practices in terms of wage theft, using labor brokers, paying workers in cash, and then maybe not paying them at all, have been around for a long time in construction, but they were around the margins. And what we've discovered in this report is they now they've become part of the center. This is really the business model, and no one's building multi-unit residential construction units that aren't in some ways involved with contractors, which some way are engaging in wage theft.
How are the wages being stolen?
Well, I can give you a perfect example right here in Amherst, Massachusetts. Beacon Developers built a multi-unit apartment complex, hundreds of millions of dollars that they built, and they hired Combat Drywall to hang their drywall. But Combat never actually hung any drywall. They employed a labor broker. The labor broker brought undocumented workers who weren't their employees but worked as independent contractors to the job, did the drywall under Combat supervision, and then the labor broker, Alvarez, was supposed to pay them. But these workers worked for 8 weeks on the job, $50,000 of wages, and they were not paid 1 cent. And so then it later took the Carpenters Union to file charges with the Attorney General, and 10.5 months later, they got half of what they were owed. So this is, again, not just something at the margins, but right in big apartment complexes, right in our own community.
Are these contractors, are they getting away with this for the most part?
Yes, they are getting away with it, because when we looked at the level of enforcement in Massachusetts, what we saw was there was virtually none. Very few job site interviews and very few inspections. So really the state has really fallen back from its obligation to monitor this situation.
And why is that?
It's been a commitment of the Baker administration. There is, in fact, a task force that was put in place by Deval Patrick, but over the past number of years, there hasn't been really the will to really enforce those laws and to bring both justice for those workers and fines against employers who engage in these practices.
How were you able to come by the information that you had in your report?
Well, we both conducted over 60 interviews with workers, undocumented workers, contractors, developers, and others. And we also looked at the data. We looked at the data from the Massachusetts Department of Unemployment Assistance, from the Taxation Department, also from the Injuries and Accidents and Injuries Department. So we gathered actual data. And, you know, what we show is that there are a significant number of construction workers who are misclassified. And our report found that up to $84 million each year is lost in state taxes and unemployment compensation.
That's the cost to the taxpayers.
Yes, that's a loss to the taxpayer. And so that we could take a small portion of that and have more vigorous enforcement and still bring money back into the Massachusetts budget. So this is really important that we actually begin to make some action here, because this is not going to cost the Commonwealth something. It will actually gain the Commonwealth funds to be more vigilant in this kind of enforcement. What we have in Massachusetts is that we have solid law around wage theft. We're currently actually a larger wage theft legislation is pending right now in the legislature. But we need to enforce what we have on the books now. And that could be a way for us actually both to provide justice to these workers and to provide some relief for the taxpayer.
Now, some municipalities, Springfield most recently approved an ordinance that would ban companies that have wage theft violations on their record from obtaining municipal contracts. Is that an effective deterrent?
Well, yes. We have seen a number of municipalities putting in place different approaches to wage theft. Somerville, for example, has a very ambitious ordinance in place. So does Amherst, Massachusetts, and Springfield and Northampton and others have put things in place. And so I think this is oftentimes what we see is in the absence of state legislation, municipalities are stepping up and saying, we don't want this to happen. The citizens of Amherst don't want this kind of wage theft to happen in their community again, where undocumented workers were cheated out of their wages. So they stepped up and passed an ordinance. And I think those ordinances are putting some pressure at the state level to have some more statewide legislation in this area.